pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I have been out on the road a long time, Tone. How much did you miss me?
Tony Kornheiser, miss you. Take out the trash. Pick up the kids at soccer practice. I'm going out with my girlfriends.
Wow. I guess you're going to tell me you're going to a book club next.
Yes, pretty much.
Man, wow. Some things changed apparently since I was gone.
Book clubs are really a lot of fun. You get to sit around. You get to talk about books. Get to catch up on how the kids are doing, what's going on.
Yeah,
book clubs are a lot of fun. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers are in trouble. The Raiders try again, and a hockey player yanks out one of his own teeth. But we begin today with the biggest potential upset in the NBA playoffs. The Oklahoma City Thunder has throttled the Lakers in the two games in OK City. Wilbon, Game 5 is in L.A., and it is so big that you're going to
it. Yes, sir.
And you've been talking about how good the Thunder is all day long.
Yes, sir.
So do you think the Thunder will beat the NBA's defending champion Lakers in this series? And no, you cannot push.
I can't.
Nope.
I also can't bet against Phil Jackson.
So you don't think they're going to win?
Wait a minute. I don't want to bet against Phil and Kobe, and particularly Phil.
So
Phil,
you think the Lakers are going to win?
If you put just uniforms on these guys that said Team A and Team B,
right,
and you looked at the four games so far, you would conclude definitively that the team that actually happened to be Oklahoma City is the better team.
So then you're going to man up and pick Oklahoma City.
I don't know.
Really? You want to wait till tomorrow night?
Yes. Can you let me know just tomorrow when we do the show? I'll be out in Los Angeles.
We talked on the radio today. Yeah. You were a guest of mine. And you compared this to the young Cassius Clay and the old Sonny Liston.
Yes.
And you made it very clear you thought that Oklahoma City was the young Cassius Clay.
Neither one of us would have picked the young Cassius Clay either. We would have picked Liston because it's safe.
But they won.
I know.
So who's going to win?
I think the Lakers are going to win game five. I think the Lakers will shoot 43 throws. They have to get the ball inside, which they haven't been unable to do. They're going to do that. They're going to get it inside to Gasol.
The Lakers are going to win five.
I'm worried Kobe's injured and not telling us.
Are Lakers going to win the whole series?
I don't want to deal with the whole series yet.
Well, you know, if David Stern finds out that Oklahoma City wins the whole series, he's going to have a cow because you can't grow that sport in Oklahoma City because nobody knows who they are.
Not yet. Nobody knows them yet.
Not yet.
You're getting to know them a little bit. I'm going to make you stay up and watch. Well, I'm going to just call your house until you get up out of the bed to watch. The Lakers aren't the only favorite in trouble out west. The favorite Mavericks are down 3-1 to San Antonio. The favorite Nuggets are down 3-1 to the Utah Jazz, down two starters. And the Suns are locked in a 2-2 series with shorthanded underdog Portland. So, Tony, with the top four seeds all struggling to get out of the first round, who do you see now as the favorite in the Western Conference?
Well, I've still got the Lakers because I believe they're the champions, and until you beat them, I'm going to stay with them.
Okay,
but I can give you a final four in the West. That if Stern is upset, if Kobe goes out, if he gets a Final Four of Portland, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City, and San Antonio, what happens then? These are not exactly the population mega centers of the world.
The tiniest markets, maybe along with New Orleans in the league, in the West. It could happen, Tony. I'm going to tell you who I make the favorite, though. The San Antonio Spurs, who people, you know, people are starting to come around to San Antonio because perhaps they didn't want to see him because they weren't the sexy pick. They don't draw a lot of TV ratings. They're in a small market. But when you've got Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, two
great
Hall of Fame basketball players.
You got Ginobili in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, because it's international play as well. You know, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. And you've got new role players. Tony Parker's coming off the bench now because George Hill's starting. Tony, they're playing great. I don't think anybody wants to play them. I don't know that anybody can beat them.
I'm just going to doubt them because you are so high on them.
You're a pop guy. You appreciate him.
I do. But you know, if I couldn't have the Lakers in there.
Then who?
All these years waiting for Phoenix to be good.
I'd love to see
I would pick Phoenix because they have been good enough and never got
there. And you want to see Steve Nash and
Stoudemire
and Grill. I know I do, too.
Yes, I do.
But I'm just saying, San Antonio.
Portland's Brandon Roy had knee surgery less than 2 weeks ago. Surgery was supposed to keep him out between 4 and 6 weeks. Roy came back after 8 days. He played 27 minutes and scored 10 points as Portland beat Phoenix over the weekend and even that series of two. Wilbon, is it crazy that Brandon Roy came back so soon?
Perhaps. But this is what great players do. And every year, there's some controversy about a player who is hurt. And either the media or even some of his teammates anonymously, they question that guy. And that guy is just raked over the coals because it is perceived that he's soft and he won't play. Brandon Roy came back and played and helped his team in two ways. People who were there in Portland say it was unbelievably inspirational, the ovation that was experienced when he came off the bench. He's going to not start tonight, and he helped his team because he scored some big baskets.
You want to talk about inspirational play? You want me to go back to May 8th, 1970 in Willis Reed?
That's right.
But that was in a final, and he didn't have surgery. And he only took
But you
like
guys
four
thought
shots.
He might have been crazy to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, well, yeah, but this knee, I can't imagine it's stable after 8 days. I mean, somebody could roll up into him. He could jump, land hard. He could be out
but
for
don't
years.
You think he's a tough guy for playing? And
well,
his teammates love him for playing.
Well, I've got to say that if he's back in 8 days and Greg Oden can't get back in
well,
8 months.
But these, the
no, but you know, and he's the face of that franchise.
Yes, he is.
But that doesn't mean it isn't crazy.
It might be, and you know what? Nate McMillan, who's a tough guy player, has said no, no, no. And he kept texting him and working him and working him. He let him back in there. And it's a great story what Brandon Roy's doing. And I hope he doesn't get hurt again.
Texted him. Why didn't you just call him?
They're young kids. They text. Hmm. The NFL draft, which I am told actually ended over the weekend.
Yes, it did.
Was wildly successful. Millions and millions were served. The ratings were so high, in fact, that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is contemplating taking the third and final day out of New York City and on the road. He's also thinking of starting the event later in primetime so more folks out west can get a better look. Tone, the only thing expanding more than the draft is the NCAA basketball tournament. How far can the NFL go with this?
Well, I certainly would take the first round like this year, and I'd put it on Wednesday, and the second round on Thursday. I'd make it one round and one round. I would do that. But I'm intrigued with the notion of moving it around because it occurs to me that if you were to move it, for example, to Lambeau Field, or if you were to move it to Jerry World in Dallas.
Charge people $100 a head?
I don't know that you have to charge anyone. To me, that almost seems like, as a reward to fans, sort of like the outdoor NHL game. You know, I mean, you could move the last few rounds around, but I wouldn't take the first two out of New York City. No, the star power is too great. No.
There are enough suckers out there to go to these things on day three and sit in an outdoor stadium and watch somebody call a name.
That'd be pretty cool.
There are.
That'd be pretty cool.
They're
millions. I wouldn't charge them at all. I wouldn't charge them.
How would you make any money? With the NFL not in the money-making business?
I don't think they charge people now to go to the draft.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
But
I
you
don't
pay
think so.
Money. It's going to cost you to travel it. So how do you recoup that?
Well, it's public relations
goodwill.
For the whole. Yes, I think it is. I think it's goodwill. I wouldn't move it everywhere.
Right.
But I might move the last day a little, just a little. They get great ratings. You know
it
what?
It does.
They are.
I'm the only person in America not watching.
They're serving their constituency.
Billions.
It's a
billions
vast
and billions served.
Well, it's not like hamburgers.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. Jason Campbell, and I know you like him.
I do.
Was the Washington Redskins' starting quarterback the last 3.5 seasons, but he became expendable when Donovan McNabb was brought to Washington. Over the weekend, the Redskins traded Campbell to the Oakland Raiders for a fourth-round pick in 2012. So two questions crop up, Wilbon. Is Campbell a good fit for the Raiders, and is this the end for Jamarcus Russell with Oakland?
Yes and yes. And I think Campbell has a lot of potential, and I know he's determined to show he can play in this league with the slightest bit of stability. I'm going to bring this closer to home for a second. You and I worked at a newspaper for a million years, and we had one editor for the bulk of our lifetimes, our prime time life. One.
Made it easy to work.
We had one producer on this show. One
makes it easy to work.
If we had a different producer every year and a different editor every year, what would happen?
No.
That's
no.
What Jason Campbell has had in the dysfunction of the Washington Redskins. Now, the Raiders have been fairly dysfunctional, too. But I think he's going to go there and produce. He's an upgrade from Jamarcus Russell, who I think is done.
Jamarcus Russell. Here's what they've got on the roster now. They've got five quarterbacks. They've got Kyle Bowler, who was a first-round pick. Jamarcus Russell, number one overall. Jason Campbell, a first-round pick. And Gradkowski, who started a lot of games. They got real depth, not tremendous amount of talent, but they've got real sort of reputations there. I think Jason Campbell will fit in very well there. And oddly enough, with Tom Cable staying, they have a certain stability that they haven't had in a while.
It's amazing.
And they beat some good teams.
Yeah,
this is good for Jason Campbell. Get as far away as possible.
I called him and said, congratulations. And look, it's great for Donovan to come in here because Donovan McNabb knows how to handle the craziness around the Redskins.
When you called him, did he ask you if you thought the Thunder could beat the Lakers?
That's all we talked about.
Yeah.
See?
Let's take a break.
You don't like that, do you?
Coming up was yesterday Dwayne Wade's last great performance in Heat uniform.
And did the Chicago Blackhawks get off Eastern? Easy for this Marian Hossa cheap shot.
Was that a cheap shot? Are you sure? Was it a cheap shot?
Not legal by the.
Get the latest soccer news both on and off the field with the SoccerNet podcast. Download it now at the iTunes Music Store and at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Wilbon's feeling feisty.
Let's do
more headlines. Top headlines! Starting with Dwayne Wade's one-man show. Wade scored 46 of Miami's 101 points to beat Boston and avoid elimination. Wade said he played angry. He also played virtually alone. Wilbon, should a performance like this inch Wade closer to staying or closer to leaving Miami?
Leaving. And I think that Dwayne Wade will stay in Miami. But if you have to do this every night, you can't do this every night. There are too many good teams in the league. They're going to have to get some help, and Pat Riley knows that. And if he can get Chris Bosh or Stoudemire, who can be a free agent, not necessarily, or Boozer. These are big men who can score and immediately convince Dwayne Wade, you got a chance again. The guy's won a ring. He didn't want to stay just to hang out and get out in the first round.
You know what? He's won a ring, and it seems like ages ago.
Yeah,
he was so
years.
Young when
four
he won
years,
it.
Yeah.
And they are now a first-round-and-out team. So what does he need with that? He's got to wait, you're suggesting, to see what Riley does.
Yes, he would.
But
have
if he gets the sense that there's no real movement, that there's no real commitment, he's got to go.
And you know
he's
two big cities who want him. Three big cities
Chicago,
want him.
Chicago, I know, wants
Chicago's
him.
Home. New York would want him in a heartbeat.
But there's nothing in New York at the moment. At the moment, there's nothing.
No, there isn't.
So they're going to have
there
to
isn't.
Pile up people. So, I mean, if I'm Dwayne Wade, the one thing I'm sure of, I'm not the first to sign. You know, I'm
going to wait and let this play out.
That's why he said he wanted to be courted.
You can't stay just with what they got now.
He wants to be courted.
I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL's sliding scale of justice is under debate again. Marian Hossa of the Blackhawks received a 5-minute major for boarding. This hit Saturday night, an offense that got Alex Ovechkin thrown out of a game and suspended earlier this season. And when Hossa returned to the ice from the box, he immediately scored the game winner to beat Nashville. Tony, the NHL cited Hossa's good reputation and the lack of an injury in justifying the lighter punishment. Does that square with you?
Let me just first say that Alexander Ovechkin, there was like a series of reckless acts, and that was the last one, I think, that got him suspended. I'm okay if you look at what happened to the person who got hit.
Yeah.
If you look at the consequences, and the consequences are light, I'm okay with the punishment being light. I don't think a person's reputation, though, has anything to do with the action.
Well, I think they were very honest when they probably didn't need to be. I think it always has something to do with it. I just think it's like a tiebreaker. If you're really on the fence and a guy has had no priors,
right,
you can say, you know what, I'm not doing this to him. And if a guy has a track record, you're going to pop him a little harder. I think that's okay. But I don't think it should be the primary basis for the ruling. And it seems like it is here. I don't get that.
What I find interesting, and we like the NHL because they try to quickly move in and change
rules. That's right.
Rules, and we like that. Not as quick as the NFL, but they move in pretty quickly. I actually like the fact that they consider each case by case, and they don't have blanket rules. The NBA has a rule,
blanket.
A fighting rule.
Blanket
and
rules.
It absolutely considers nothing other than breaking the rule. And I think that the judge involved has to look at everything and render a judgment that's in due course with the action.
I'm a Blackhawk fan. I am rooting for my team.
But
Hossa should have been kicked out of the game, and he should be suspended. Now, maybe one game, or maybe you can do one and not the other because of his good rep, but it would seem you'd have to do something. If I was Nashville, I'd be ticked.
Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson have beef. Johnson blocked Gordon's charge yesterday at Talladega, just a week after they tangled in Texas. Johnson apologized for bad judgment, but Gordon acknowledged, quote, the 48 is testing my patience, unquote. Well, when these guys are teammates, would you rather see this feud cool off or blow up?
If it stayed off the track, if it just stayed in sound bites and people talking in the microphones, and even if they want to take a swing at each other in the infield, fine. Gives us a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, they're not those kind of, they're just not. But if you're talking about feuds moving to the track, we've seen a little bit of that this year. No. When cars are going 190.
Safety endangered.
Yes, I don't want anybody endangered.
You know, I've read a lot about NASCAR recently, and it's all bad news. The attendance is going down. The ratings are going down. Sponsorship is in trouble because the economy is really hitting that sport
hitting
as much as any. I think NASCAR would love to have a feud. They would love to have a feud. They would.
Where Gordon's the bad guy. Jimmy Johnson is their Derek Jeter.
Yeah, but Gordon's not a bad guy. The problem is they're both Californians, so that base of Southerners who really love NASCAR.
Are they into it?
They don't love either of those guys.
Yeah.
Now, if this was Dale Jr., involved with anybody, that would be something NASCAR wanted.
Yeah, look at you trying to go NASCAR knowledge. Ooh, you scared me.
You know, you've been away a long time. You know?
I don't even know.
We're taking a break.
Anymore.
When we come back, was LeBron's half-court jump shot even more impressive than his triple-double?
And more memorable NHL play, Luongo save or Boulanger's tooth removal?
Ooh, that was
extraction,
self-extraction,
baby.
Wasn't it?
That's right. Extract this.
That was difficult to watch.
Racing fans, get the latest news from NASCAR from the J-Ski Podcast featuring Mark Garrow. Download for free at iTunes or on the Pod Center page at ESPNradio.com.
It's mail time because we couldn't do this show without you. Let me get the first one.
We couldn't do this show without them. What are you doing?
More impressive, LeBron's triple-double or his half-court shot?
I'm going to go probably a way you don't expect me to go. The half-court shot for this
really?
Reason. For this reason. It's not a heave. It's not off one foot. It's not underhanded. He goes out and he works on this shot. He hit one not that far at the end of the half. That other thing was at the end of the third quarter. He does this and he rolls it off the fingertips like a free throw. It's unbelievably impressive.
But he does that all the time. But he practices that all the time because he's a beast. Because
he
he's 6'9" and about 400 pounds and moves better than any big man ever at that height.
What impresses
it's
you most?
It's a triple-double because it's not a Jason Kidd triple-double. It's not 10-10-10.
That's
no,
cold.
Because LeBron's bigger, but he had 12 assists, right?
He gets triple-doubles all the time.
12 assists for a guy that big and 37 points.
Just playing
something
again.
Like that.
Sorry, Kobe, I'm going to scream at me tomorrow.
What you said.
Right now. Right now. That could change by June.
Could change by tomorrow if you
change by tomorrow if 24 goes off and he gets his own triple-double on Oklahoma City. You surprised Myron Rowe was not picked until the sixth round of the NFL draft?
He sat out a full year. He had no contact when he was in England as a Rhodes Scholar. I think you take that into consideration. I think it's conceivable. He stated he wants to be a doctor. It's going to take a lot of training for him to get there. I think a team might say, I don't know how. I know he says he wants to play 10 years, but I don't know how long he really wants to play.
I can find a lot of truth in all of that. But you know what I think this is? You know, last week we talked about people not wanting to select a white running back because you don't see that often.
Right.
All right. There are a lot of people, their neatly packaged little notions don't know what to make of a black scholar who's a football player. And they can't really package that. They can't process that. So they'd rather say, we wonder if he has too many interests. That's garbage, and I don't root for anybody as hard as I root for Myron Rowe to make all the teams that passed on him look like morons.
The Roberto Luongo glove save from last night, skill or luck?
Skill. Skill. The reflexes. Come on. I count that as a skill. I was watching. This is unbelievable that he can get his hand. Come on. That luck is not like you or me rolling over in the bed to grab the remote. This is skill.
I have great skill at rolling over in the bed and grabbing the remote. I think this is a lot of luck.
A little
but
bit.
But he puts
little.
His hand up. He's making the right move. It's an athletic move.
Just getting it, getting
it is,
his hand
it,
up.
It's the skill that comes to the fore in terms of instinct and stuff like that. It's lucky that the puck lands
in the exact
in
spot.
And by
sure.
the way, Roberto Luongo is the only NHL goalie ever to come to the set
here, right
of
here.
PTI.
Hang out.
So we root for him.
That's right.
And we give him all the credit
Luongo,
in the world.
Skill. That was skill. 90% skill, 10% luck. Capital. Eric Belanger, did I get that right?
Belanger,
pulling out his own tooth on the bench. Tough or insane?
It's not insane at all. Here's the hit. Boom, with a stick.
Oh.
All right. It's not insane.
Watch this. You saw this,
because
right?
the tooth is loose. He pulls out the tooth. Well, he doesn't have to wait
like
for the dentist.
It's like a molar, too. It's not a little one. It's
he
like,
doesn't have to wait. You know, four-year-olds pull out their own teeth.
Not like that.
Well, this is hanging by a thread.
He had a root canal, apparently, in the locker room between periods.
He came back out to play because he's a
it's
hockey player.
It's tough.
It's not insane.
And it's insane.
It's not insane.
It is bold.
It's just tough. These guys are tough. He's going
to
play tonight, right?
First of all, he needs to start
he's
wearing
a
mouth guard.
He's got nothing in his
wear
mouth.
Wear a mouth guard. I don't understand. Why
he
would anybody
can't wear a mouth
this?
Guard.
Why not?
He had some incident before where he couldn't bite down on a mouth
so
guard.
So get the special mouth guard.
What is that?
I don't
what,
know.
Like the Joker mask
it.
From Batman?
That's good.
What?
I like that.
Enough email. Time for a break, but on the way, the Patriots release a former Pro Bowl linebacker.
And could tonight's Game 4 be Larry Brown's final game with the Bobcats?
Where do you have him going?
L.A.
Not the Nets.
No, L.A.
Not Philadelphia.
Nope. L.A.
Really?
Malibu!
But not Charlotte.
Doesn't Larry have a little place on the ocean?
Seriously. Smell me.
What?
Lavender body wash.
Get out.
Of course we are. Happy 34th birthday, Tim Duncan. Duncan was 34 yesterday, but today's birthday stink. And the whole nation has heard Wilbon slurp Duncan for his play, not just in this playoff, but for years of playoffs.
He's a stud. He's consistent. He's going to retire between one of the 10 to top 15 players of all time.
That's 10 possible.
To 15.
He's going to have a lot of rings.
He's an unbelievable player, Tony.
Happy anniversary, Carson Palmer. On this day 7 years ago, Palmer was the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Palmer changed the fortunes of the Cincinnati Bengals. They've been a playoff team and a much more respectable franchise, but they have still yet to win a single playoff game with Carson Palmer at quarterback.
You love Palmer and his coach. You think they can still do something?
Absolutely.
The window's still open?
Absolutely.
All right.
Happy trails, Escuderia. The Kentucky Derby favorite is out of the race with swelling in his left front leg. This is the second year in a row that the pre-race favorite has scratched. And for those of you who haven't been paying attention, Wilbon, the Kentucky Derby is in 6 days.
That's just way too soon. I thought it was going to be 3-4 months from now.
First Saturday in May is usually when it works.
Yeah, it's like
out.
Boxing. It's over.
Time to find out what we messed up. Reality.
I think it's Escuderia, but I've never heard her pronounce it. So 11 assists for LeBron James.
To him.
NFL draft tickets are free and on a first-come, first-served basis. And the Phillies and Ryan Howard, a five-year extension. 5 years, $125 million.
Shout-outs.
I'm going to shout-out to the Hawks, Bucks, because nobody else is shouting out to them. Nobody knows that series is being played, apparently.
I'm going to shout-out. Sports Emmys are tonight.
Oh, really?
We're nominated. We never win.
We're against Charles and Ernie and Kenny.
Look at me. I've got my eyes on you. We're taking a break. There's more PTI to come, including getting your pre-con.
We're back in a few minutes. Until then, let's toss it up to Sports Emmy.
Good night, Canada. Again, Sports Emmy people, come on now. I got money for you. Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon, if you were a Cavs fan, would you rather win a title this year and lose LeBron to free agency or not win the title but keep LeBron and take your chances going forward?
Win the title. You're Cleveland. You're not New York. You don't have banners flying in every stadium. You know, you take the title. 1964 is your last championship. And people in Philly expect us to have sympathy for them all the time. Oh, we haven't won. Shut up, Philly. Cleveland is the loser. Cleveland never wins. 1964. The last time the Indians won, 48. All right? So Cleveland needs a title. You take the title now. My Uncle Cecil, I want to see all the Uncle Cecils of Cleveland get a title. Win a title now. You're going to get LeBron anyway for 3 more years because he's not going to New York. There.
When you tell the people in Philly to shut up
because
they complain, the Phillies won the World Series.
My point is, and they said, we haven't won for 100 years.
They just won.
Shut up.
They just won.
Before that, shut up.
I remember when Lou Alcindor was Lou Alcindor before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
He was drafted to Milwaukee, and he played a few years in Milwaukee, and he won a championship in
71.
Then he left. He said, you know what? I won your championship, and now I'm going to leave.
Right.
That's the only time they ever won a title, but they've got that title. So the answer is you win a title.
Yes.
Because if you keep LeBron and you never win, you can't stand it.
No, you can't.
You just can't stand it. Take the bird in the hand. Take the title and take your chances.
And
you're going to lose the guy.
And that helps, one would think, LeBron stay. If he's surrounded by a team that can win a championship.
The point is he doesn't have to stay.
Win a title.
He can do whatever
now,
he wants.
Take it.
1 minute left, we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Mark Cuban investing in the UFL in part because of the potential of an NFL lockout. Good move?
Yes, programming, content, HDNet, or whatever Cuban owns, right?
HDNet.
The Patriots released Adelius Thomas. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Maybe not now, but when they signed him 3 years ago, he was the cream of the free agent crop. LeGarrette Blount agreed to a deal with the 49ers, then changed his mind, signed with the Titans. Good fit?
Yeah, because Lindale White is gone to play for Pete Carroll in Seattle. And he got a spot. Oregon named Creighton coach Dana Altman as his new basketball coach. Good hire?
He's very good. He's been in the NCAAs a bunch of times. He's good. The new marketing tagline for the Preakness Stakes is, get your preak on. You like that?
It's catchy. It's a little old, too.
A little old.
It's all right. Yeah,
like 10
years
old.
Yeah. Bruins can close out the Sabres tonight in Boston. Will they do it?
No.
Reason?
No, I was just asking. Will they? No.
Miller in goal, perhaps?
Last one. Will the Magic complete their sweep of the Bobcats tonight?
I think the Bobcats are getting the game. One game.
Do you?
I don't think Larry Brown's going out like this with a sweep.
Hope you are.
I don't.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. follow us on Twitter, or at least him. Let's go back to Bristol.
Marion Hosa, go to your room.